The Daily News article audio. Today in sports. Adidas Arena inaugurated in Paris for the Olympics. Amid the buzz of anticipation for the 2024 Olympics, organizers and Paris City Hall officials inaugurated on February 11, the first, and only, purpose-built site in the French capital for this summer's games, nestled in a multicultural working-class neighborhood. The Adidas Arena at Porte de la Chapelle, among the poorest areas in Paris, is ready and operational some 5 months before the games, officials said. It is being touted as showcasing the city's readiness and commitment to both the global sporting community and its residents. This venue is poised to host badminton and rhythmic gymnastics events during the 2024 Olympics, and is expected to be part of broader efforts to revitalize local communities. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo said that she was proud that an area that was once described as a no-go zone is now beginning to be transformed. Before, people mocked us, she said. Change is possible. The inauguration represents a milestone, given the problems that dogged its construction. The facility, costing about 138 million euros, or $150 million, and requiring 1,500 tons of steel, required organizers to secure materials from alternative sources amid supply issues. Officials say it is also a symbol of the city's desire to host sustainable games, having been built with recycled materials and wood and featuring a green roof. It will also be the first arena of its kind in France to have a sensory room for people suffering from cognitive disorders. Christened the Adidas Arena through a lucrative partnership worth approximately 2.8 million euros, or $3 million per year with the sportswear brand, the venue can host up to 8,000 spectators for an array of sports events and live performances. It will also become the future home of the Paris Basketball Club. Two gymnasiums next to the venue will provide sports facilities that are much needed in the neglected community, according to the City Hall. In recent years, the location had been home to hundreds of migrants and asylum seekers, living in squalid conditions in makeshift camps that have been regularly cleared by police. Games organizers opted against constructing as many purpose-built buildings as seen in previous games in other host cities. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.